going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh, and also the pastor at St. Benedict the Moor Parish in the Hill District. It's great to be with you this morning on this Sunday morning. As we get ready to start a new school year in a few weeks, how do we prepare to protect our children in this world today? There couldn't be a more important topic than protecting God's children. A healthy child is a safe child, and that's why our diocese, along with those across the country, have developed a comprehensive revamped plan with tools to empower, educate, and protect our children. Let's now go deeper into this critical program. It's called Empowering God's Children. We welcome back to our show on Catholic Education Plus, Michelle Peduto, our Director of Catholic Schools. She will be joining us in the second half of our segment. And this morning, we welcome Letitia Bridges. Letitia is the Director of Victims Assistance Ministries and the Secretariat for the Protection of Children, Youth, and Vulnerable Adults for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And we also welcome Phyllis Haney. She is the Secretary for the Secretariat for the Protection of Children, Youth, and Vulnerable Adults. Letitia and Phyllis, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father.
Well, that's a long title, let me tell you. That is a mouthful. I don't know how you would get that on your business card, but...
It's hard when you answer the phone.
Yeah, really. But very important title. So welcome this morning. Phyllis Haney, you and I go way back.
We do.
21 years when I was a rookie at St. Alphonsus in Wexford. You were at St. John and Paul in Wexford, my neighbor. And boy, we could have a lot of stories.
We
right?
all worked together, didn't we?
We worked really well together. And great to have you join us this morning.
Thank you.
Great to have you on the show,
I'm thrilled to be here.
With Letitia. And obviously, this is a very sensitive but important topic. I have 7 nephews, and children are near and dear to my heart, 3 Catholic schools in my parishes. And obviously, this is very, very important. This revamp program is through safety guides, which teaches kids boundaries for life. And there's a lot of good ground to cover with this program. So this definitely is not sex education, but this is a teaching kids to protect themselves in age-appropriate ways. Letitia, can you explain to us?
Absolutely. I think it's important for parents to understand that this isn't an education in any sex education. Mm-hmm. This is more about helping children to understand appropriate boundaries, to feel confident enough to express their boundary preferences, and to develop safety strategies as they move forward in life, especially for those times when they're not with a safe adult.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, for younger kids on a playground, as a way for them to understand personal boundaries, safe circles, can you explain some safety rules?
Sure.
Give us some good advice.
Well, the program starts off very simply with helping children to understand that there are boundaries, physical boundaries, emotional boundaries, spiritual boundaries. And for physical boundaries specifically, we talk about spacing, How close can somebody get to you before you start to feel uncomfortable? Helping kids to get in touch with where there is a natural sense of discomfort with someone's presence around them. Also, so we do fun things, you know, with arms extended, mm-hmm. or hula hoops, sitting in a hula hoop and saying, okay, these are the boundaries. We talk about safe touches, which is very important to understanding boundaries. What is a safe touch? What is an unsafe touch? And when is it appropriate to say, no, I'm not comfortable with that. So this really is just trying to build upon their natural instincts about what is safe and what is not safe. But we're giving them the tools to help to identify that and the ways to respond to situations that feel unsafe to them.
So you try to bring it down to their level. And I like that idea about the hula hoops, the circles.
Absolutely.
Things like that. Things that they can relate to.
Absolutely.
A safe zone.
Yes. Every lesson plan is very age appropriate, and it does go from actually preschool all the way to 12th grade. So, of course, it just keeps advancing in children's understandings of their own personal boundaries.
So there's different levels.
Absolutely.
Depending on the age.
Absolutely.
Now, can you explain who are our instructors in this program to build in the curriculum at the parishes in this school, and how is an expansion of the programs, clearances, rules, and guidelines taking place?
I'm going to let the secretary of the department
Phyllis,
talk about that.
Phyllis, pass that to you.
Well, I'll start with what we do to try to keep everyone safe. Mm. We have a policy in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, as every diocese in the whole United States has had to develop policies on the protection of children, youth, and vulnerable adults. And ours, for all adults, which is 18 years of age and older, who work or have any contact with children, they have 7 things they have to do to be compliant with our policy and to be able to work with children. The first is they have to get into a database that we use to track all their clearances and trainings. The two most important things about keeping children safe is getting clearances and knowing who has contact with children, and the other is training all adults to understand what child abuse is and to give them the tools to watch for it. And that's, if everybody is watching and everybody is cleared, that's our best shot at adults keeping children safe. Mm. So getting in the database, and then there are 3 clearances that everyone has to have. They have to have a state police criminal record check. They have to have a child abuse history clearance and an FBI fingerprint, or for volunteers who have lived in our state for at least 10 consecutive years, they could sign a waiver if they have not committed any child abuse crimes. And then there's a training. It's called Protecting God's Children. And everyone has to do that. And it's about a 3-hour training, and it teaches them a plan to protect God's children and then ways to protect God's children. So it teaches them the importance of protecting and their role in protecting children. And it also teaches them what they can do specifically then, okay, and what to look for. So essentially, there's a pastoral code of conduct that is essential that everyone read, because we have a moral way of acting that is part of our faith. And child abusers tend to not have those kinds of codes. So we make sure that every adult reads and understands what our code of conduct is, and they have to agree to live by that. If they don't, they cannot volunteer or be employed anywhere in our diocese, within the Diocese of Pittsburgh.
And every parish has a safe environment coordinator, which works with your office, and they help the volunteers, the parishioners, get all their clearances. And it can seem overbearing sometimes, you know, with all this, but they're there to help them, and especially the online courses and things like that. Maybe the older people that might not be tech friendly, there is assistance out there, and it's very important. And anyone that's involved in any youth activities like athletic associations, scouts, circumstances. Everybody needs clearances now. So this is the sign of the times in the world. And the church really is at the forefront of making sure that our parishes and schools and programs are safe.
You're so right, Father Tom. And I do hear a lot about people. Some people complain about, oh, this is so hard. Nobody's going to do this. Oh, yes, they are. Our statistics are proving that people do this. They do want to protect children,
right. And
they will do what they have to do. Sometimes they do want to complain about it a little bit while they're doing it, but very, very few refuse to do it. And if they refuse to do it, that's fine. That's all right. They don't have to volunteer. But if they do volunteer, it's a requirement.
And all staff and even the clergy, we have to keep our clearances up in the forefront too. And I've learned a lot watching those sessions and videos.
Yes.
And you never stop learning. You never stop growing. And you're right. You have to keep a good open mind and learn from that. Now, can one of you give us some examples about the safe touches and speaking up with adults and friends and how to get away from a scary situation?
Absolutely.
Leticia?
So safe touches, one of the things that we teach in the Empowering God's Children program is that there are safe ways for people to touch you, perhaps on your arm, perhaps grandma's hug. but there are unsafe ways that someone who wants to harm you might touch you. And we talk about that in terms of our private areas or our areas of our body that are covered by a bathing suit. Mm. No one has the right to touch us in those private areas. And so we talk about what it is that we could do if someone did touch us in an unsafe way, how we can say no, what phrases we can use. We role play ways that we can say no to when we are afraid or scared. So for every single grade level, we are reviewing the understanding of what is safe and what is unsafe, including who are the safe adults in our life. Mm. Because a part of this program is not just about what we say, but where we take that information, because we never want to be silent about a situation that has made us feel uncomfortable or unsafe. So we need to take that information to someone who is safe. So part of the program is with our parents and our teachers developing a list of those individuals in our life that we consider to be safe, those who are always concerned about our welfare. And so we work together with parents to help the children to create that safe adult list so that when something happens, I know where to go, who to tell.
Good point. Well, we have lots more to talk about, so we're going to take a break. Phyllis, thanks for joining us. We'll bring Michelle on shortly. We'll be back for the second segment of Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End and St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District. And this morning, we are talking about safety for our children as we are preparing for back to school in a few short weeks. And we have with us Leticia Bridges, who is the Director of Victims Assistance Ministries and also the Secretariat for Protection of Children, Youth, and Vulnerable Adults. And we welcome back Michelle Peduto, our Director of Catholic Schools. So, Michelle, welcome back. Thanks for being back on our show.
It's good to be back.
Now, obviously, the internet, cell phones, computers, all these hot button issues, the youth are obviously drawn to this. So we have to talk about social media and how the kids are inundated with these unsafe things and people. And there are some basic guidelines when we put into practice that can be incorporated into every day of a young person's life to protect them. If somebody is asking them to watch something, do something, or go somewhere, obviously, they know they shouldn't. And if some makes them scared, confused, or unsafe, don't do that. Can we talk a little bit about how to prepare our children, especially with social media and all the things that are being fired at them
on a daily basis? Absolutely, Father Tom. It's such a scary thing to deal with our young people. And in the Empowering God's Children program, There are aspects of every single lesson that talk about social media, beginning with what is appropriate and not appropriate to post on your social media site. So any information about yourself, any contacts with someone that you have no knowledge of, a stranger on online. And then as the children get older, cyberbullying becomes increasingly they become at greater risk for cyberbullying. And so the program addresses this in some very practical ways, using lots of dialogue between the students and scenes, made-up scenes that the students will come up with to help them to understand how to respond to a particular situation. Basically, what the plan is for social media is that we stop, we block, and we tell somebody. So if any time you're on social media and you feel uncomfortable with what somebody is asking from you or inviting you to do or to post, stop, block that number, and tell someone.
Stop, block, and tell. I like that. That's a good little thing. Michelle, do you want to add anything?
I do, and I just want to put a plea out to parents and just say, you know, when we grew up, you could take your kids home, you could close the doors of your house, and you'd be fairly confident they'd be safe. Well, when we have cell phones going all the time and computers on all the time and children connected to all forms of social media and communicating with friends via text message, if you think of it this way, it's like you just open your doors to hundreds and hundreds of people and you've let them into your house. And I know we get caught up in the day-to-day, and we are, as parents, we don't always have these important conversations, which is what makes this program so very essential. It brings to the parents these topics to discuss at home, but also within the school, to remember that you are letting people into your home every day. You just don't see them. And what they can say and do and influence your children to do is as critical as if they were there in person. This year, and during COVID particularly, I think 50% of the disciplinary issues stemmed from inappropriate postings, cyberbullying, all of these things that could be avoided if we just remain vigilant and we work with the schools, the Catholic schools, to be sure our children understand what to stay away from, what not to do. Children by nature tend to be impulsive, so they post things quickly. So when Letitia says stop, I think we should almost attach a 5-minute label to that. Stop for a period of time and really think about this and maybe discuss with your mom or dad what you're considering doing to be sure that you have some adult eyes on this.
Yeah, it's, you're right. The kids are so quick on, you know, taking pictures and posting them, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. There's so much out there. And once it's out there in cyber media, like you said, you're just opening up all the doors.
Right.
And there's no boundaries. And then it's very hard to retract after the harm has been done. And there's very sick people out there, very vulnerable. They're fishing for all this information, and they can latch on. And you hear it in the news, you know, on a weekly basis, people being taken advantage of. And it's just sad that people can be so vulnerable or very innocent. And but there are harmful people out there that are just latching on to these kids and young adults. And you have to be careful of that. And it's like you said, it starts at home. It starts with the parents, grandparents, to have that observation and control to say this is healthy, this is not healthy.
Yeah. And that's what safety precautions are. Never allowing yourself to think it couldn't happen to me or it couldn't happen to my child. You just have to, we don't want to be afraid all the time.
Right.
And you don't have to be afraid if you're proactive and you pay attention to what the kids are doing, what the children are doing, what the young adults are doing.
So just in these final few minutes, since this program has been established, Empowering God's Children, has there been some fruits from some positive reactions from families and the parishes and the schools that have implemented this program?
Yes, we have gotten some positive feedback from several of the parishes that have started it in January. We had some parishes that started, and you know, parents that were very delighted that we were keeping this fresh in the minds of their children, because it's a conversation that an entire community needs to share with children to keep them safe. It's just it's the final piece in the package as we see it. We're teaching ourselves as adults what to look out for, and now we're helping the children to have the tools that they need to recognize that something isn't right, whether it be in social media or in their personal lives with another individual. So I see it as just such a positive addition to the safe environment package here.
Absolutely.
At the diocese.
They have to go twofold, hand in hand. You know, you have the volunteers in the schools and the parishes, the clergy, to get their background checks and safe environment and their clearances coming onto the campuses and property. And then you also have to teach our children and young adults the basics necessities. And if you can blend those two together, it's twofold. And
absolutely.
It's actually very fruitful. Now, for somebody listening this morning that would want some more information, how would they go about contacting you or learning more about the program in the Diocese of Pittsburgh?
Absolutely. They can they can contact our office, either Phyllis Haney or myself, to answer any questions. Our hope is that we will have the program hopefully on the website. That might take a little bit more time, but their principals and their directors of religious education all have access to the programs, so they can look at, and the program even has an entire parent package.
Oh,
the parent package is an excellent resource. Every family should have it as a reminder of things to just be casually talking about in the home. So I hope that parents request it from their home parishes, but if they can't get it there, just give us a call.
Helps right there. And now that we begin, we're celebrating the 4th of July weekend this weekend. We just have about another 8 weeks before school starts. This is a great time during the summer to really plan ahead and before you do the back-to-school shopping and all that fun stuff, to talk about this and plan ahead, plan the road ahead, and
absolutely,
get ready for the fall. So very important. So Leticia Bridges, thank you for being with us. Phyllis Haney, who was on with us for the first segment, Michelle Peduto, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back for a special Plus segment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Bark here on KDK Radio. We'll be back in a moment. This weekend, as we celebrate the 4th of July weekend, we are celebrating the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and we read in the Gospel of St. Luke. We continue from last week's Gospel. We call it the Traveling Ministries. Jesus commissions an additional 72 disciples to help him and assist him preparing to preach and teach and to share the good news. St. Luke is the only gospel writer out of Matthew, Mark, and John to have the additional 72 helpers, the 72 disciples. We have the calling of the original 12, but there's an additional 72, and only Luke focuses on the appointment of the 72 disciples. These 72 go before him and prepare the groundwork for his intended visits, and all follow him, and the work continues today. So we are all disciples, just like the 72, to go out and to continue to preach, to teach, and to share the good news. So as we celebrate Independence Day tomorrow, I want to wish you and your family a very safe and happy 4th of July weekend, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Bark here on KDK Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.